This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Just back from a trip to El Salvador, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen is pushing hard for the release of Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man deported there by mistake.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Van Hollen said Garcia was denied due process.
When you trample on the constitutional rights of one man, as the courts have all said is happening in this case, you threaten the constitutional rights of every American.
So-called border czar Tom Homan on ABC defended the administration.
We removed the public safety threat, a national security threat, a violent gang member.
There is dispute over whether Garcia is a gang member, and he has not been charged with any crime. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
In Rome.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona Pasqua.
Worshippers gathered at St. Peter's Square in the Vatican for Easter Sunday Mass. Pope Francis made a brief appearance on the balcony of the Basilica to bless the crowd and then took a ride through the crowd in the Popemobile. Earlier in the day, he met with Vice President J.D. Vance, who told the 88-year-old pontiff,
"Happy Easter to you, Father. I know you've not been feeling great, but it's good to see you in better health."
Vance also met with senior Vatican officials this weekend for talks about the Trump administration's immigration policy. President Trump says he hopes for a Russia-Ukraine peace deal this week. In a post on Truth Social, he didn't give specific details of the progress of the talks, but promised big business with the United States for both if a truce is signed. Meanwhile, both Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of breaking a one-day Easter ceasefire. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg is in Moscow.
In a statement, Russia's defense ministry claimed that all its forces had been adhering to the Easter ceasefire. It accused Ukraine's army of violating it hundreds of times. Earlier, on social media, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, painted a different picture. The Russian army, he wrote, was attempting to create the general impression of a ceasefire, while in some areas continuing isolated attempts to advance and inflict losses on Ukraine.
The United States beat Canada in the Women's Ice Hockey World Championship.
The United States World Champions in Czechia. Heroes of their own story. What a moment.
That's from the NHL Network. The final score was 4-3, with Tessa Janicki scoring the winning goal in overtime for the U.S. It is the 11th time the United States has won the gold medal. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Rain showers continue tonight. Some pockets of heavy rain and a low around 38. Showers in the morning Monday. Highs in the afternoon around 47 and breezy out of the northwest. For Monday night, partly cloudy, breezy, 31. Tuesday showers and 54.
Currently 42 degrees.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media. And on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello again, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Seth Faces the Music, the show where eventually we all head home. Well, to our own homes. I wouldn't be going to your home, because if I did, you'd be like, who are you and why are you here? Be that as it may, let's play songs about going home or being home or just hanging around the house, whatever. Join me, won't you, as we face the music together. We'll start off with a band who had a gigantic record in the late 70s. They'd been formed about a decade before that, but they weren't all that well known in the United States until Breakfast in America. Here's Supertramp, Take the Long Way Home.
There are times that you feel your body, the scenery.
One of the all-time great blues men, Howlin' Wolf, with Somebody in My Home. A little creepier vibe on that one, but what do you expect from a record called Moanin' in the Moonlight? Up next, we have a band that I have not featured hardly at all, actually, on Seth Faces the Music throughout the years. It's kind of interesting because it's a band that's probably one of the most popular bands in the world. It's not that I dislike the Rolling Stones, it's just I found songs that I like better. Well, here's something that's a little bit different in their catalog, and for that reason, I decided to include it today. It's from their controversial album, Their Satanic Majesty's Request. Here's 2,000 Light Years from Home.
Thank you. again. It's so far and out of sight.
From her monumental selling album Tapestry, that was Carole King with Home Again. Stay tuned, everyone. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we have a song that's sort of an answer song to one about, wow, a decade before it. That's kind of a long time for an answer song, but I gotta say, it stands up pretty well to the original. Find out what it is when we come back right here on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Sure, control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort the countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on. data, what will it affect when all is done? Thinks Major Tom. Back at ground control, there is a problem. Go to rockets full, not responding. Hello, Major Tom, are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on, we're standing by. There's no reply.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Things that were me. Been in so many places, you know I've run so many races. I looked into the empty faces of the people of the night. Something is just not right, 'cause I know that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here, 'cause New York's not my home. Though all the streets are crowded, there's something strange about it. I lived there about a year and I never once felt at home. Big time, I learned a lot of lessons awful quick, and now I'm telling you that they were not the nice kind. It's been so long since I have felt fine. That's the reason that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here, 'cause New York's not my home. Thank you.
my home.
The late, great Jim Croce with New York's Not My Home. And before that, we opened this set with Peter Schilling, Major Tom, Coming Home. If you get a chance, it's one of those early 80s music videos that is just nutty. You got to check it out, everyone. It is a lot of fun. Up next, we have one of the stalwarts of the Motown label. He was a great songwriter, a great producer, absolutely fabulous composer, all-around talent, live show, you name it, he could do it. This song is a little bittersweet, I have to say, considering how he met his end at the hands of his own father. Here's Marvin Gaye, I'm Going Home.
I'm going home. See my mother. I'm going home. To see my dear old dad. I'm going home. To be with my sister. I'm going home. Won't my brother be glad. Home.
join the alpha process. You don't know us anymore. Live and let your troubles pass. Rosie, Rosie, we're at tell me. You don't want to come back. I've a sacrifice and I have to have a happy home once more. Rosie, won't you please come home? Two long years have passed away since you tried to change your life. It just wasn't quite the same. Rosie, Rosie, got any answers? You are miles across the sea. And I'll make a cake if you tell me you're on the first plane home. Rosie, won't you please come home? Mama don't know where you've been. Rosie, won't you please come home? Your room's clean and no one's in it. Oh, my Rosie, how I miss you. You are the world to me. Take a look and see if you like it. If you like it, please come back.
The Kinks from their album Face to Face. That was Rosie, Won't You Please Come Home. You know, for being supposedly a disruptive force, the Kinks certainly had a lot of songs about nostalgia and being a child and playing. So, I don't know. Make of it what you will, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we have a song from a soundtrack from the greatest jug band that ever was. So make sure you stick around here, everyone, and keep listening to WFHR.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. While the Trump administration has been ordered by a judge to facilitate the return of a Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador, no action has been taken. Border czar Tom Homan told ABC,
I stand by the fact I think we did the right thing here. We removed a public safety threat, a national security threat, a violent gang member.
Pope Francis made a brief appearance Easter Sunday, waving to worshipers and giving a blessing from the balcony of the Basilica. Reporter Sabina Castelfranco is in Rome.
Before his Easter blessing, the Pope had a brief private meeting with Vice President J.D. Vance.
The United States beat defending champ Canada 4-3 in overtime in the Women's Ice Hockey World Championship Final.
Her shot, she scores! Tessa Janicki, your golden hero in Czechia.
That's from the NHL Network. It's the 11th time the U.S. has won the gold. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Rain showers continue tonight. Some pockets of heavy rain and a low around 38. Showers in the morning Monday. Highs in the afternoon around 47 and breezy out of the northwest. For Monday night, partly cloudy, breezy 31. Tuesday showers and 54.
Currently 42 degrees.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. While corrosive democracy news from Washington continued this week, state news ranged from good in Delaware and Mississippi, mixed in North Carolina and Pennsylvania, to downright ugly in New Hampshire. Voting Rights Lab reports the Delaware Senate advanced SB 2 and SB 3, constitutional amendments allowing 10 days of early voting and no excuse absentee voting. Legislative versions of both bills passed last year, but the Delaware Supreme Court found that the state constitution didn't enable them. The General Assembly must pass them again next year for them to be adopted. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered Mississippi to redraw state Senate districts for DeSoto County, which it found violated the 1965 Voting Rights Act by diluting a majority black section of the county, according to Mississippi Today. State officials in North Carolina found fewer issues among the 5,000 military and overseas voters than the Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin claimed, but the highly questionable post-election review of voter eligibility continues. Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday appealed a federal court ruling directing county officials to count otherwise eligible mail-in ballots without a date. The New Hampshire Senate advanced SB 213, which would require voters applying by mail for an absentee ballot to enclose a copy of their birth certificate, U.S. passport, or naturalization papers, almost certainly disenfranchising otherwise eligible voters. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Of all the things we did today, here, and laugh about our funny little ways while we have a few minutes to breathe. And I know that it's time you must leave, but darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute. If you trouble, my darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. And now, a quarter of my life is almost past. I come to see myself at last, and I see that the time spent confused was the time that I spent without you, and I feel myself in blue. So darling, be home soon. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. I couldn't bear
seems. She's only 35, going on 17. Better roll over and go to sleep if you don't.
From his album Imperial Bedroom, from a whole slew of great albums he released in the late 70s and the early 80s, that was Elvis Costello with And in Every Home. And before that, we opened this set with The Lovin' Spoonful, Darlin' Be Home Soon. That was from the soundtrack that they provided the music for, You're a Big Boy Now, an early film written and directed by the great Francis Ford Coppola. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, we have a song that's been recorded by just about every blues and R&B person out there. It's well known. It's been in tons of movies. So I had to basically pick whichever one I wanted. Here's a version by one of the great guitarists of all time, kind of forgotten from all the famous blues men, like I played earlier, Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, that sort of thing. But there's a reason he had the moniker that he did. With Sweet Home Chicago, here's Magic Sam.
long is the road we will travel on down? Short are the legs it will struggle behind. Wish I knew for sure just where we were bound.
Decidedly different song in their oeuvre. That was The Grateful Dead from their record Built to Last. I Will Take You Home. That's going to do it for hour one of Seth Faces the Music this week, everyone. But don't worry, don't panic, don't go home, unless you're already there. We've got another whole hour on the way as we talk about our abodes, our houses, or just wherever we happen to be hanging our hat at the moment. We'll be back in just a moment right here on WFHR.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Lawmakers are speaking out about the Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen made the trip there last week and met with Kilmer Abrego Garcia. On Face the Nation, he said the Trump administration needs to abide by the court order and get him home.
The Supreme Court of the United States and the other courts have said that the administration has to facilitate his return. As of right now, they are in defiance of that court order. They're not doing anything.
Republican Tom Emmer told CNN,
"You have a citizen of El Salvador that is within the country of El Salvador. It really isn't the U.S.'s ability to go in and remove someone. It'll be up to the president of El Salvador."
But both the White House and El Salvador's president have made it clear they don't intend to bring him back.